Hang on, strong, the all-American boys.
Wave the flag from Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Mr. McCormick, could I ask you something before the program starts?
Why, of course, Nancy. But, say, you look as though you lost your best friend or found your last package of Wheaties empty. Why the gloomy look?
Well, I know it sounds funny coming from a girl, but doggone it all, Mr. McCormick, I want to get into aviation. I mean, I want a job in one of those big passenger planes. What kind of a chance would a girl have of being a crew chief or a navigator or a radio operator?
Now, wait a minute, Nancy. Girls are going to play a mighty important part in post-war aviation. How about an exciting career as an airline stewardess?
Well, I suppose you're right, Mr. McCormick. But gosh, you have to have all kinds of special training to be an airline stewardess, don't you?
Of course you do, but you have to train for any kind of job in aviation. But there's no reason in the world why you or any other girl couldn't be ready when those jobs do open up. Say, Nancy, you ever hear of Hazel Brooks, the chief stewardess for American Airlines?
No. But gee, I'd give anything to have an exciting job like hers.
Well, I've got a little surprise for you, because I'm going to bring you the actual voice of Hazel Brooks. Specially transcribed message from a young woman who has really hit the top in the field of aviation. And something tells me she's got some mighty interesting advice for any girl who looks forward to flying as a career. So, here she is, none other than Chief Stewardess Hazel Brooks of the American Airlines.
Any girl who wants a career as an airline stewardess must remember one very important fact. She must be in almost perfect physical condition. That's one reason why I'm so enthusiastic about recommending Jack Armstrong's personal training rules for girls who do plan to become airline stewardesses. Another good reason why I think you'll enjoy following this training program is that it is so simple and easy. It's a real pleasure to look forward to her cream and your favorite fruit every morning. I've noticed a great many of the personnel of American Airlines call for breakfast of champions almost every morning. And that includes pilots and ground crews as well as the stewardesses. Personally, I prefer breakfast of champions the year round because it has a delightful, extra satisfying flavor.
Thank you, Hazel Brooks. You see, fellas and girls, people like stewardess Hazel Brooks, yes, and pilots like Captain Vine of American Airlines really know what they're talking about when they recommend Jack Armstrong's training program for your future pilots and stewardesses. They know how mighty important it is for you to get plenty of fresh air, sleep, and exercise. They know how much it means to you to keep clean and use lots of soap and water. And last but not least, they can tell you there's no better way to start your morning meal than to lead off with a big helping of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions. So right today, make up your mind you're going to train and eat like a champion. Follow Jack Armstrong's training rules faithfully and get your breakfast off to a good start with plenty of milk, fruit, and Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions. And now with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. As the red flying boat of the Spider, with one motor on fire, comes down on the lake, Jack Armstrong and his amphibian follows him. Jack's plane is just striking the water and taxiing toward the tail of the Spider ship. They've been fighting the fire on the Spider's plane and seem to have it under control. Jack knows the Spider has many uncut diamonds on board his flying boat. He's stolen them from government property. Don Pedro has asked Jack and Uncle Jim to pause in their expedition to the Sacred City and prevent the Spider from taking his loot out of the jungle. So far, Jack has been successful. But as his amphibian taxis toward the stall plane, suddenly Lopez, one of the Spider's companions, opens the entrance port and appears with a rifle. Listen.
That's Lopez, all right. Then he's got a rifle, Jack.
He sure has, Betty. Hey, do you think he wants to make a fight out of it? Let me get that machine gun, Uncle Jim.
Easy, Billy. No shooting till I give the word.
I can't imagine the Spider or Lopez being foolish enough to want to fight it out with us.
Not matching rifles against our machine gun.
Wait now. Look at that fella, Lopez. Big dude, he cannot want to fight.
She was. He's swinging the rifle across his back. And strapping it fast, too.
There he goes overboard. He's swimming across shore.
That's a funny one. Oh, look, there's Solo and the Spider.
Yeah, they're going overboard, too. both seem in a mighty big hurry. They're abandoning their ship.
Hey, Chuckle, why do you think they not use rubber boats? Plenty bad for them to swim in these lakes.
An alligator's liable to get one of them.
Maybe they haven't got a rubber boat on that amphibian.
What on earth made them jump out of that plane so fast?
Well, maybe the flames were getting too near their gasoline tank.
That might be, Betty.
Maybe it wasn't the gas tank that worried them. Maybe it was dynamite.
Lots of mackerel dynamite.
Well, sure, Chuckle. They have dynamite on that flying machine.
That's what I mean, Big Coop. Try to drop sticks of dynamite to trap us in that flight. You must have more on board the amphibian.
For sunfish, Jack.
What I say, look how close they're getting.
Jack, we are mighty close now. If there is dynamite aboard that plane, and it lets go.
Well, we'll be blown to smithereens.
Wait a minute, Billy. Don't get excited.
Uncle Jim, Don Pedro asked us to find out whether the spider had managed to get hold of any diamonds.
Yes, he did. But we don't really know whether he has or not.
Well, if he had any diamonds, you can be sure he took them with him.
We couldn't take many and hope to swim ashore. Say, I'll bet their pockets are full of them. Oh, look at them out there. They're swimming like mad.
Yeah, they're headed for that point over there. They look like they're going to make it soon.
Well, any diamonds they might take in their pockets wouldn't make much difference, Billy. Don Pedro thinks they may have mined thousands of gems from those diggings.
They've been working there long enough to have a really big supply.
That's what I mean. And if they had them, they must still be on board that burning plane. You could see they weren't carrying anything when they went overboard.
Well, now, wait a minute, Jack. You're not thinking of going on board that burning plane to rescue those diamonds, if there are any.
Well, it'd only take a few minutes to get on board that plane. And if there are any diamonds there, it wouldn't take long to transfer them to our place.
Yes, but that ship may blow up any minute, Jack. And look, we're too close now.
Yeah, aren't we going to touch that plane wing soon, Jocko?
Yeah, I see, Big Tooth. Look here, Jim. If I could cross over from our wing to the wing of that plane, in a jiffy, I could be inside that cabin. The fire isn't so bad yet. I'm going to shut off our motors.
I know it doesn't look bad from here, but you can't tell what it's like inside the ship. Jack, maybe I'd better go along with you.
Oh, please, Uncle Jim, don't do it. It isn't worth risking your life for a lot of miserable diamonds.
It isn't the diamonds so much as it is carrying out a promise to Don Pedro.
Well, that's the way I see it. Look here, Betty. You and Billy and Big Tooth stay on board this plane.
Oh, no. Big Tooth not stay. He's going to go along with you, Chuckle.
Well, okay, Big Tooth. We may need you. Billy, your job will be holding the two planes together. Don't let them separate in case we have to beat them.
Well, what about me?
You stay right here in the pilot house, Betty. If the plane should get separated, we'll need someone to start the motors and taxi back to make contact. Uncle Jim, our wing's almost touching the wing of the spider ship.
Yes, if we're going to do anything, we'll have to move fast.
Yes, we sure will. Billy, open up the entrance. Climb out on the wing and hold the ship together. And hurry.
Okay, Jack. That fire's getting hotter. Well, listen to it.
Grab an extinguisher, Big Tooth.
Yeah.
I'll take this one. Swing it over your shoulder by that strap.
Yeah. Big Tooth, do that.
There we are.
All right.
Lead the way, Uncle Jim. We'll be right behind you.
Right. Come on. Up this ladder here to the right place.
Billy's out there now.
Hold fast to that wing, Billy. Don't let the plane separate.
Yeah. I've got him, Jack. Making them hard, too. Better hurry.
That's right. Fire's beginning to boil up quite a bit now. Come on, Jack. But don't fall off this wing.
I can hang you, Uncle Jim. You know, it may be so hot inside that plane, we won't be able to get in.
Yeah, keep those things. There's going to be plenty of hot space in there.
The fire is well forward. Doesn't seem to be as good as it can be. Hold fast there, Billy. We're going to jump across.
Okay, cross off, Uncle Jim. Hanging on for all I'm worth.
Stick to it, Billy. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Good luck, Jack. Watch your step, Big Tooth.
Yeah, Big Tooth's going to cross.
Yeah. Come on. Hurry, Big Tooth. How do things look, Uncle Jim?
All right, Jack. There's a ladder from the wing down to the entrance port. Don't fall overboard getting down.
Not if I can help it. Run down, Uncle Jim.
All right. Getting the pour out of the entrance port.
Yeah.
Big Tooth. Come on, Jack. We'll need extinguishers right away.
Okay. Look out. I'll unsling this and open up.
There we are. I'll turn it on now.
Better start short soon, Big Tooth.
Yeah.
We gotta hurry, Jack. That fire's getting into the cabin.
Oh, it's gone. It's hotter than I expected. You better look around, Uncle Jim. I'll beat you and I fight the fire.
That's what I'm doing. By Jove, there is dynamite in here. More cases. And here's what we're looking for, I think. Two big canvas bags.
Wow. They're full of diamonds. They really did mine a lot.
Exactly what they contain, Jack. Diamonds. And there are millions of dollars worth of untouched jewels in these bags.
Yeah, but we should ask really quick. We could not light fire and dynamite so close together.
Neither do I, Big Tooth. Grab a bag and get started back, Uncle Jim. Big Tooth can take the other, and I'll fight the fire while you're on your way.
All right, I'll take this one. Come on, Big Tooth.
Wait till Big Tooth set off the set. Here. Now. What's this bag?
Right here.
All right. You go on, Colonel Clifton.
Come on, Jack. Stay right behind me.
I am. But first, I'll shut off my extinguisher.
Watch this ladder. Don't go overboard.
Go on, Big Tooth. Quiet.
Yeah. All right, back up.
Hang on to that wing, Billy. Don't let the plane separate now.
Yeah, I got him, Jack. For Pete's sake, hurry.
Right. Come on, Uncle Jim. That fire's really blazing now. The dynamite may let go any minute.
I know, Jack. Hurry. Look out, Billy.
Okay, I'm going to step across. Come on, Big Tooth.
Yeah. You hold them tight together now.
Yeah.
All right, come on, Jocko.
Okay. Steady, Billy. There. Now let go. Shove off and follow us.
Thanks, Jack. There we are.
to get clear of that plane as fast as we can.
We haven't time to lose. Manny, start the motor. Let's taxi out of here.
Okay, Uncle Jim.
Having a bit of trouble. There, she's got him started.
Got to the slipstream. I'll let it blow you off the wing.
Hey, let me wind your head.
Right.
Not so fast, Betty. Easy.
Quick, get down the ladder.
Off
the wing? I wanted to get away from that burning plane.
Throttle down, you're halfway across the lake.
Forgot, Betty.
Let me
turn it
back.
All right. Here.
All right. I'll throttle down to Ivy. Right. Next thing you know, you'd run up the shore. Now,
started
to take off or something.
Well, anyway, we got away from that burning plane.
Hey, just in time. Look, Uncle Jim, the dynamite let go back there.
Certainly did.
There goes his fighter's flying machine.
Hey. Boy, oh boy, did you see that? Her tank let go.
Oh, look at the smoke.
It's a mighty lucky thing I shut down on the gas jet. Yes, I guess
it was. If we lingered a couple of minutes longer, we'd have been covered with flaming gasoline. No doubt about that. Look at the pools all over the middle of the lake.
Some of it's blowing just
way,
too.
None of that for you.
We got away from it if we have. Look at that plane burn.
Plenty black smoke. Well, that's the finish of this pirate fly machine, Jocko.
Yes, and he and his pals are pretty well stranded in the jungle, if you ask me.
I think we've done the job we promised to do for Don Pedro.
Well, did you find any diamonds? Oh, good grief, don't tell me those bags are filled with them.
What they are, Betty. It's a fortune and uncut jewels right there.
Oh, let me see them. Open that bag, Dick, quick.
Yeah, for sure. Yes. There. Now look, Betty.
Oh, my. All diamonds. But they're certainly disappointing to look at this one.
Yeah, they look just like hunks of glass.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. They're clearer than any glass. But they may have some form. See? Octagonal.
Well, now that we have, what are we going to do with
them? Something that's been puzzling me, Uncle Jim.
I've been giving it some thought.
Well, we certainly don't want to take all that wealth with us to the sacred city.
I hate to be responsible for it that long.
Right. If our plans to be wrecked, those diamonds would probably be lost. Besides, they don't belong to us.
Why we not give them back to Don Pedro? Let him take care of
them. Oh, mercy sake, you don't need to fly back to Cocodano with him, do you?
Oh, no, no, Betty. But we could hide them and tell Don Pedro what to pick them up. You copy, Jocko?
That's an idea, Big Tooth. But where could we hide them?
Well, look now, Jocko. We tie a rope around the bag and sink them in this lake.
Why, Joe, that's not a bad idea, Big Tooth.
Why, sure, we can tie a boat to the end of the rope and tell Don Pedro to have his men look for us when they come up here. Hey, wait. Wait a minute. Look out the window there. Walk toward the point.
Oh, my goodness. There's a spider in Lopez. Follow, too. They're watching us.
Yep, sure they are. I guess we won't sink them in this lake, Jake. Not for them watching us.
Now, we better get another hiding place. Hey, that spider fellow. Let's probably throw us in the diamonds from their ship, too.
Oh, Ben, he did. Oh, Jack, he isn't going to let us get away with those jewels if he can help it.
Oh, Ben, he's right, Jack. If that fellow can get hold of a plane, he'll follow us to the end of the earth to get those diamonds back.
Yeah, Billy boy, be plenty right there. Better we get out of here, Colonel Pepin.
Yes, I guess we had better be on our way. I'll keep the controls, Jack. You turn on the radio and call Don Pedro. Give him a full report and tell him to fly soldiers in here to capture the spider.
There isn't any doubt that the spider saw Jack and Uncle Jim transfer those bags of uncut diamonds from the burning plane to their amphibian. He's a smart and crafty thief. And if Don Pedro's soldiers do not capture him, he probably will try to get those jewels back. Jack Armstrong may still have a lot of trouble with the spider, so listen in, all of you, to the next exciting episode of Jack Armstrong and the Diamond Thief. Now, if there are going to be second helpings of anything at your breakfast table tomorrow morning, I'll bet on Wheaties. But remember, when you eat a lot of Wheaties, you've got to have a lot of Wheaties on hand. So put in your bid today for at least two of those orange and blue packages with the famous General Mills trademark, Wheaties Breakfast of Champions.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're full wheat with all of the brands.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions. We invite you to listen tomorrow to another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Oh, just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land.